Tell me more about LiveScribe's paper-based computing platform.
So paper-based computing starts with the basic modes of communication, reading, writing, speaking, listening. And as I look at tools today, you look at hardware and software tools, and today tools direct people's thinking. If you think about a spreadsheet, a word processing document, it's backwards. Thinking should direct tools. So you look at paper and a pen, that's the most obvious, intuitive, unstructured tool there is. So we've taken paper and pen and made a smart pen and dot paper to let people think, solve problems, work in an unstructured manner the way they're accustomed to. So we're building the tool around the way people think.
That's unique. Has anyone ever done that before?
Not to my knowledge. This is it's a completely new medium, and merged in with the medium is the ability in the device itself. So you start with a smart pen that writes on dot paper, and the pen, first of all, it is a computer in your hand. It contains a speaker, contains two microphones, an OLED pixel bar that's a very high-resolution presentation of text and even some graphics, and is small enough to be your primary writing utensil. So as you use this, use it for writing on paper, use it for writing on dot paper, and in the middle of writing a note, you might think, gee, I want to solve I want a definition for a word I want to write. So you'll write define, you write a word out, like ineffable, and tap it, and it will speak, ineffable, beyond words, and it'll show you the definition in your hand. Or maybe you'll write solve, and you'll write a math problem, 7 times 22, and you'll get 154. Sitting right there in your hand instantly. Or even write translate Spanish, write a word, and hear it spoken and see it on the screen in Spanish.
Excellent. Now, there are other elements to this platform. There's the, if you could speak briefly on the dot paper, applications, desktop software, online communities. And
right. So as you look at this as a platform, I've been describing the device itself. But the best way to think of it is looking at really iPod and iTunes. So you start with a device. We have a smart pen and dot paper. So we go beyond what an iPod does, which stops with a device. We have smart paper, which could be pre-printed paper, or it's all dot paper, or it could be open paper, is the term we use for just blank paper, but the dots are there. So that's a piece of it. That's a device. Then you have to connect that to some desktop software, much like iTunes. And iTunes is software that sits on a desktop, just like our desktop manager, which then lets you manage your documents, like iTunes lets you manage your songs. Beyond that, the desktop software connects to our website and our web services. And the last piece is then go to the website like iTunes and you can download new applications. You go to the website and you buy a translator, buy a dictionary, or buy an application to help you learn. And the last piece that's very significant is the user-generated content concept. So we're opening this platform to let people create content. So I expect this will launch some, not only cottage industries, but some big industries around content creation with what is fundamentally a new medium.